Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Kristen Whittle from Sunderland's Little Brook Farm. Now, maybe driving up and down the valley and see the nice stickers that say no farms, no food. And then you see the little take on it that's even funnier. No farms, no farm girls. You, Kristen Whittle, you're the farm girl that has the trademark for that bumper sticker.
I am.
You're the eat more kale person of the Pioneer Valley.
Except my pigs eat all the kale.
Oh, yeah. Let's start with no farms, no farm girls. And how did you come up with this idea?
You know, for about 5 years, I've been thinking about doing a bumper sticker. I've always wanted to do something with that saying and told a lot of people, and people kept saying I'd buy one. So I made 100 of them up, and now I've sold over 1,000 of
them.
Wow.
I feel like I've seen them on every single car. So that's now I know that a little bit of royalty goes to an actual farmer who created
right.
it, which is great. What you are actually farming on your farm, Little Brook, is chickens and pigs and such.
Pigs, lambs. It all started with sheep and border collies.
Are you eating border collies?
No, we don't eat the
border collies. Okay, I was just checking.
Border collies manage the sheep. I always say if my border collies went away, I would get rid of the sheep the next day.
So those are your farm managers?
Absolutely. Yeah.
They're always warning Kristen about if somebody's fallen in a well.
And now I also added turkeys just last year because I had eaten a friend's homegrown turkey and it was as incredible as my homegrown chicken was compared to anything store-bought. So now I raise a small number of turkeys.
Uh-huh.
I used to only like dark meat because I always felt like the white meat was dry.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly why. It's probably because they're running around eating bugs and they're running around. They're not standing in cages.
Yeah.
But it is so juicy all the way through. The whole bird is juicy all the way through. And it's almost like a different taste. I mean, I haven't bought store-bought meat now in over 10 years, but it's just amazing how different it is.
And you brought me some teriyaki pork here.
I did.
Love the bribes that come along with this segment. It's the best part.
Can you taste the kale in there?
I can. Kristen Whittle from Little Brook Farm in Sunderland. You also do fibers?
I do. So my sheep are dual-purpose sheep. All of my females are ewes.
Did you say utes?
Yeah, two utes.
That I keep have really nice fleeces. They have a lot of borylester in them. I sell to hand spinners. And then I take my softest wool and send it to a woolen mill up in Prince Edward Island. That's the oldest woolen mill in North America, and have it made into blankets and then sell the blankets.
It's beautiful.
I have to save up enough wool to have them process all of the wool for me to have a batch. So I only do that about every 3-4 years.
And how many blankets do you get out of that?
Well, this last batch, I got 143 lap blanket colors.
Yep, the warmest laps in the whole Pioneer Valley.
So is there any farm philosophy that underlies the work you're doing there?
Well, my first degree is in animal science, and then I went on to become a nurse, and I've sort of combined the two of them, you know, my knowledge of animal science, but then my knowledge in the health field.
So is that helping you in the elementary school?
Oh, absolutely. Hey, animals and kids, you know, there's not a lot of difference, right? They all respond to the same kind of positive feedback. And my philosophy with farming is that it really does need to be sustainable. We should be raising our own food. If I don't raise it, I only eat it if I know who does raise it. I want to know that my animals had the happiest, healthiest lives that they could possibly have, that they're outside. My pigs are out running around, the chickens, the turkeys are out running around, the sheep are grazed in a number of different places, so that I want it to be sort of, you know, this cycle.
It's the circle of life.
They get what they need from the land, and I get what I need from them.
And where can you get your meats from Little Brook Farm?
A couple of places. You can buy it at Sutter Meats right here in Northampton. This coming week, you'll be able to eat some at People's Pint. They will be getting the lamb from me that they'll be picking up on Sunday. I don't know what day or days they're going to be featuring it, but you'll be able to eat it there. And you can contact me if you go through my website.
You can find their website if you see the No Farms, No Farm Girls bumper sticker. And if their website isn't on it, you should call the police because she has the trademark on the No Farms, No Farm Girls. The other thing you do with Little Brook Farm, Kristen Whittle, is you have camp for kids.
I do. I love working with kids. I'm an elementary school nurse. And the thing that I think I like the best about doing the camps is that it allows me to look at my farm, my animals, sort of with fresh eyes, through their eyes. It kind of gets me excited again when I have kids there getting all excited about all these different animals. This year, one of the weeks, the kids got to, they were there while a goat was kidding. So they got to see a goat have some babies.
A real kid.
Kids watching kids.
Kristen Whittle from Little Brook Farm in Sunderland and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, buylocalfood.org.